This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to Reinvention Radio, as we are sounding off. Yeah, that is the plan. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie O'Shea, what's up, baby?
Don't know.
And White hanging down in the studio over there. All right, so I'm going to read you some quotes, and then I want you to tell me whose quotes these are. Okay, you ready?
Go.
Here we go. All right, America's growing interest in soccer is a sign of, quote, the nation's moral decay.
Wow.
Okay. And liberals love America like O.J. loved Nicole. Interesting. And then we'd never have to worry about another Democratic president if we all just simply did the right thing, which obviously is to continually vote Republican. All of those fun things are from what lovely young lady?
Amy Schumer.
Let's think Republican, blonde.
Ann in the right term.
Yeah, exactly. So, Lord knows she's been doing what every red-blooded American has the right to do, which is using the ability to speak and cite the First Amendment to say whatever it is that you want. And so for some of us, we hear things like that and we go, please don't ever say things like that ever again. And then there are others, of course, who listen to that and they go, well, my God, she is talking. She's saying what I'm thinking. She speaks for me. And, of course, you know, we're not going to judge one way or the other on whether or not what she says is right or what she says is wrong. But I will say this, which is I am a little bit concerned, and perhaps you guys are feeling the same way, and I just wanted to get your input on this. But I'm a little bit concerned about what's going on with free speech. And I think it cuts both ways. And so I just wanted to kind of get your take on, is it okay, in your opinion, let's start with you, Mary Goulet. Is it okay, in your opinion, to basically just say whatever it is that you're thinking and that you're feeling? Do you have the right, because of the First Amendment, do you have the right to say whatever it is that you want?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to take an intent. Are you trying to incite and get people harmed?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's irresponsible free speech.
Mm-hmm.
But just being a normal human being, yeah, I think we should have a right to say what we want to say.
So entitled to whatever opinion you have and entitled to be able to share that.
Well, she's, okay, if you're speaking to her about her, she's in the business. She's an author. She's a presenter. She's in the media. She's a talking head. And if she wants to say what she wants to say, I hear some deplorable things
mm-hmm.
on the other side of the aisle. So
yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it kind of cuts both ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Richie, so it is. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in free speech first and foremost? Like the First Amendment, is that, did our forefathers get it right when that was the First Amendment, right? That is the First Amendment, right? The right to free, right to free speech? I don't even know what they call it, but that is the First Amendment, right?
Bear arms is a second?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but in
something
general,
like that.
Yeah, I mean, do I think they got it right that you should be able to say whatever you want to say?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But does that mean you should? Just because you can? There's all kinds of things you can do.
Yeah.
You can walk across the street in front of a car, too.
Mm-hmm.
Should you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's a point really well taken. And so, you know, what I thought we would talk about here on the Sound Off is let's just bring it on to the surface. Let's talk about it. Let's not bury our heads in the sand here. Do you think what... And maybe you're not familiar with what took place here, but Ann Coulter, or Coulter, or whatever, you know, it's
yeah.
pronounced like, she was scheduled to speak at what one would venture to guess is a very liberal university,
yes.
which is the University of California, Berkeley. And by all definitions, the people that typically go to a college like the University of California, Berkeley, are going to lean more towards the left than they are towards the right.
Okay, so she was brought in to be a counterpoint to a Clinton advisor who was doing a presentation.
Is that
yes,
how it broke down?
Yes, and it was two
okay.
groups of students that wanted to do this, let's bring a Democrat and let's bring a Republican mm-hmm. or an independent mm-hmm. and hear what they both have to say.
Yeah.
No one heard about the Democratic one.
Yeah.
But they all were... up in arms
so
over her.
So this student group that basically, my understanding is that there was a left-leaning student group who basically said, look, we don't want her here. You know, that's just, this is not, we don't agree with her opinions. We don't want her here on our campus. And they fought and I guess did whatever they needed to do, whether it's protesting or whatever it was in terms of lobbying the administration. They were able to basically get her removed from this, as you're saying, you know, a panel where there would be an open dialogue, one from the left, one from the right. And they were able to say, hey, she's not a good representative of free speech. She's not a good representative of this, that, or the other. We don't want her at our school. And so they kowtowed to that group and basically said, okay, you know what? That's fine. We will not have her here. And I think a lot of it, honestly, was because not terribly long ago, weeks prior, there was a pro-Trump group that ended up in some violent exchanges with some, I don't want to say anti-Trump groups, because I don't really consider those who are not for Trump to be anti-Trump so much as they're just anti the policies and anti that way of being. But there was actually a violent clash. And I think the school was afraid of that happening.
How many
again.
This stuff just drives me nuts,
it makes
man.
Me stupid.
The left is going to I'm sorry, like I'm more left than right, but the left is going to politically correct themselves to death.
Yeah,
you can't just tell somebody they can't come because they think a different way.
Yeah. Like,
that's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Like, and who starts the violence?
That's what I'm kind of saying. It's both. It's both. It's not one or the other.
Yeah.
It's both. The left just kind of sometimes thinks because there's morals behind it or because we're saying it's, you know, there's other people like it's better. But it's just, it drives me nuts.
Yeah. So again, I really just thought we would. It really begs the question, in my way of thinking, it really begs the question of at what point is it not okay to express what it is that you're feeling? And I think to Mary's point, if it would incite violence, right? Or like yelling fire in a movie theater, right? I mean, you have the right to do that, but of course you're going to incite
panic and
a riot and fear and so on. So so at that point, it's probably not okay. But I do think it's, to Richie's point, I mean, I think it's something that we need to really take a good hard look at, which is, are we trying to protect our own views when we act in this way? Like when they protested and lobbied the administration not to have her there, what are we really doing? You know,
you're just being a moral bully instead of a bully.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's just, and I'm air quoting moral bully, right? Because it's like, oh, because she has views, and I'm not saying I even agree with her.
Yeah.
Right. But because she has views that are different from theirs, she can't come here and talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as bad as the other side.
Yeah.
Because they got other views, you know, whatever. People should be able to talk. And you should be able to win them over with a logical argument.
Mm-hmm.
But we watch debates on TV. Those aren't debates. Those are slur fests.
Yeah, it's just personal slander.
Those aren't debates trying to bring about greater good.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, we're just trying to make the other person, you look good by making the other person look bad these days.
And that's how we ended up with the president that we have at this point, who, by the way, just, in terms of, it's so interesting to me when you look at all the things that were said during the campaign versus the actions that have been taken. On a completely separate note here, he just said, we're not going to back out from NAFTA, which was like one of the primary platforms on which he held his hat for the campaign.
Think he's a businessman, and I think he went in with guns firing to try and get some stuff done.
Yeah.
And then you have the left that's saying, no matter what he says or what he does, we're not going to let him get anything through.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to give him an incomplete on his first 100 days.
Right.
I think it's stupid. I mean,
it's the same thing they did the other way.
Yeah.
Here's the difference.
Where's the difference?
They own all the branches of government. They don't need the Democrats to pass any of this.
Mm-hmm.
They repealed Obamacare 70 times as long as they knew Obama wasn't going to sign the actual repeal.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it now that they have both houses that they can't simply pass this bill they've passed 70 times? Now that they've got a president to sign it, it just makes it evident that was all theater.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really a bill, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the Democrats aren't obstruct, or the Democrats have minimal obstruction ability. They've got both houses. The problem is you've got two parts of the Republican Party that can't agree on anything.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that.
So it's not the Democrats that are blocking. You know, they're putting on a theatrical show, but
sure.
I can yell about a lot of stuff if I've got no power. The yelling's just for effect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and points well taken. And so, of course, we'd love to hear your take on this. And do you believe in the right to free speech? And at what point do you have to draw the line and just say, hey, you know, free speech is not allowed during X, Y, or Z scenario? We'd love to hear your take on that. And, of course, you can go to reinventionradio.com, find this episode of The Sound Off, and leave your comments there in our blog. And for those of you who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of Reinvention Radio, big hugs to you, and we love you and appreciate you for that. And don't forget, we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, and you can join us live and even join in on the conversation. And we'd love to have you as a part of this. So go to reinventionradio.com to be able to join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. For Mary Goulet and Richie Otan, White Wade, Kelly Polker, I'm Steve Ulscher, and we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.